Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Safilo Annual Results of 2008 conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, CEO of Safilo. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you all, and welcome to this conference call where, as I have promised, I will provide you with a quick update on current trading and ongoing initiatives. I will, in particular, discuss our industrial reorganization and the rationale behind our new platform. I'm not going to discuss in detail our 2008 results as we had extensively commented on those back in February. In this respect, I just need to confirm that the extraordinary provision for the fair taxes was finally quantified in 38 million euro, taking our net reported result to a loss of 23 million euro. I'd like to remind you all that this provision is a non-recurring and non-cash item and could eventually be recovered with no time limit in the coming years. On the back of the 2008 results, on the back of the challenging market environment expected for the current year and possibly 2010, and on the back of the strong focus on cash flow generation, today the Board of Directors of Safilo resolved not to propose any dividend distribution to our next shareholders meeting in April. Now, I will provide you with a brief update on current trading, outline our strategy for the group in terms of the new industrial setting, answer together with my team to all of your questions. I'm here with Francesco Tagliapietra, Head of Administration Control, Christian De Felice, Head of Finance and Treasury, and Barbara Ferrante, Head of Investor Relations. Before going into additional details, let me just remind you in a nutshell the full year results for 2008. As said previously, those results were in line with the company's revised forecast. Total sales for the year were in line with 2008 at 1,190,000,000 euro at constant currency, declining by 3.6% at current currency. EBITDA was 126 million euro and reached the revised target of 11% of total sales. Net income before the non-recurring accrual related to the deferred tax item, which I've mentioned before, was equal to 15 million euro. 15 million euro equals 1.3% of total sales, in line with our estimates. The net financial position of the company was negative 570 million euro and in line with the net financial position at the end of September. Now, let me go briefly into current trading conditions. I really would like to take this opportunity to give you an update on the current trading conditions and talk to you briefly about how we expect Q1 to close in the next 2 weeks. February proved to be still a difficult month. Although better than January, it was still a difficult month, with both Europe and Asia showing a less marked slowdown. March is also showing sign of improving performance. We came back from NIDO with a better than expected market sentiment. It appears that in these difficult market conditions, our customers, the best of our customers, are polarizing their buying slot towards the two major players in the industry. This is clearly good news for us. Carrera, our house brand Carrera, is very consistent in maintaining double-digit growth also in these first 2 months of the year, in line with the performance registered in 2008, and hopefully Carrera will continue to do so for the remaining of the year. Italy does remain the reference market for these house brands, but it is starting to work pretty well also in France and in Germany. To be honest, market conditions remain tough, particularly in sunglasses, no doubt about it, and particularly in the US, both at wholesale and retail level. Comps sales declined low double digits in February. We expect to close Q1 2009 with total sales declining between 10 and 15% at current currency rate. Now, I've given you a little bit of a sense on what is happening in Q1. Let me go into the industrial strategy. Our reference market has dramatically changed over the last year, particularly over the last year and a half, and the company is necessarily going through a very important turnaround, an important turnaround which materialized particularly in some of the strategic areas of our business model. I told you back in February that my priority was to implement quickly few but clear structural and strategic actions which will assure this group to successfully face a challenge in 2009 and lead in 2010 and beyond. My priorities remain intact. We are reshaping our industrial setting to meet the following three strategic priorities. One, maximum efficiency to restore and improve group profitability. Two, best-in-class technologies and processes in the production cycle. Three, full control of the entire production value chain. I'm sure all of you remember that my key message in February was restructuring process currently underway in Italy affecting our workforce. China is the single most important long-term value creation project on the production front. Now, what I'd like to tell you clearly is Italian production will be set on two main plants, Santa Maria di Sala and Longarone. That's it. During February and March, we utilized flexible labor mechanism, Cassa Integrazione Ordinaria, provided by the Italian Social Security System in all of our factories. As I said back then, it was our priority to monitor closely demand and to find quickly the most appropriate industrial solution to tackle the situation. There is no doubt we need to be much more efficient. There is no doubt we cannot afford multiple structures anymore. At the end of last year, we started to move in this direction by centralizing the three existing technical departments in one single plant, Santa Maria di Sala. We cannot stop here. We have three finishing and varnishing sites. It is not acceptable anymore. We will have to downsize this area by closing the plant in Precenico in Italy and concentrating these activities in the plant in Longarone and Santa Maria di Sala. The other affected area by the reorganization is the site in Martignaco. As you know, the site in Martignaco is mainly engaged in the production of components and accessories. Martignaco will remain a service center functional to the two main sites. I've just finished my meeting with the unions. Unfortunately, the restructuring will affect our workforce in Italy. I left my team starting negotiation with trade unions to give a prompt and cooperative answer to the almost 800 people who will be affected by this reorganization. On the other hand, we have already cut production for 450 people in our plant in Ormož, Slovenia. Ormož, Slovenia, as you know, remains focused on the production of the Optil and injected plastic frames. I want to also stress that we continue to invest in research and development and innovation to provide our clients with the highest quality products. We are currently investing in new varnishing equipment for metal frames, new robots for the polishing and finishing phases of plastic, and more in general, in advanced technologies and strong know-how human resources. We are doing all of this to make sure that our production processes are the absolute benchmark in the industry. We need to have China. Unfortunately, there is no alternative to that. We are currently opening the doors of the newly constructed facility and, as I had anticipated to all of you in February, we expect to have about 1,000 people working there by the end of the year. I said it before and I wanted to repeat it. China is the most long-term value creator project on the production front. We will undertake there the structural manufacturing of metal and acetate plastic frames, providing raw products to our two plants in Italy. Let me summarize quickly. The above-mentioned described industrial reorganization will impact approximately 800 people in Italy and 450 people in Slovenia, for a total workforce reduction of approximately 1,250 people. The cost of this exercise will be in the range of 7 to 10 million euros, depending, of course, on the final outcome of the negotiation with the trade unions, and will, of course, impact our P&L in 2009 and 2010. Over the same period of time, we expect a total cumulative benefit at EBITDA level of approximately 15 million euros for a net cumulative benefit of 5 to 10 million euros. We also, of course, expect further benefits to materialize beyond 2010 due to ongoing and additional savings to be fully realized in the coming years. Let me conclude by saying that on the financing front, discussions with our main lenders are progressing in the right direction. And I am confident we will be able to give you additional information on the pending issues during our next meeting in May. That's all I wanted to tell you. And before turning over to you for the Q&A session, as highlighted during our previous conference call, I will not make comment on what recently communicated by Safilo leading shareholder Only3T on the shareholding structure of our company. What I would like though to mention is today's board of directors has asked me to explore all different strategic options in order to reinforce quickly the capital structure of the group. I hope I have been clear, and I really want to thank you very much for your attention. We are now, together with the team, available to answer all of your questions. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have just one question on the production side. Will you be able to keep your Made in Italy label on your eyewear prescription, whether or sunglasses? And in case your answer would be no, I'm referring to the Chinese production. Are your licensor happy with this decision?
Yes. The answer is yes. We will be able to keep our Made in Italy label, and we will have no issue whatsoever there. I want to be extremely clear on this. We are not moving production to China. We are simply moving to China certain phases of our production cycle and the production of components. Therefore, we will be within the Made in Italy regulation, and we will guarantee to all of our licensors Made in Italy production.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Next question is from Mr. Peter Farren of Bryan Garnier. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Just to recap, I want to make sure I heard right. Is that 900 people in total who are affected? And you expect a net EBITDA benefit of 5 to 10 million. That's for 2009, is that correct? And if you can tell us what we can expect for 2010 as well, please.
Let me try to go over the numbers again. Bear with me for a second. The industrial organization that I have described will impact about 800 people in Italy and 450 people in Slovenia, for a total workforce reduction of approximately 1,250.
Okay.
The cost of the exercise will be in the range of 7 to 10 million euros, which will have an impact depending on how the negotiation will be going with unions, and therefore timing of negotiation and closing of negotiation. I was mentioning will have an impact partially in 2009 and 2010. Over the same period of time, at EBITDA level, we will have a total benefit cumulated of 15 million. Therefore, a net, depending again on how negotiation will go, of 5 to 8 million euros in 2 years. Okay, I hope...
Yeah, that's clear, thanks.
Next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Could you provide the run rate in savings from 2010 onwards? From cost, from labor cost, obviously.
Yeah, Domenico, this company has had recently a history of not delivering on promises. Therefore, I prefer not to put a number on run rate. Of course, it will depend on a number of factors. It will depend on, the type of orders we will be able to gather. I'm confident that we will deliver a good number, but, considering that you're already not too soft when you write about us, all I want to do is I want to avoid to promise things that I'm not sure I will be able to deliver.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Next question is from Mr. Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon or good evening to everybody. I would like just to have a little bit of more flavor on the first quarter, let's say, sales performance. You were mentioning a decline in sales at current Forex level between 10 and 15%. Is it possible to have the idea of which kind of volumes decline are we talking about?
At this stage, I would prefer not to make many comments, but at the same time, I hate not to give you more color. So let me try to see, Andrea, what I can do for you. As I said before, in terms of different segments, certainly prescription frames are holding up quite well. If anything, they are even improving compared to last year in central, in certain countries. Therefore, as you know, and particularly in the US, where 70% of our sales are prescription frames and only 30% are sunglasses, I would say that we are particularly pleased by the fact that things are going better than expected. Sunglasses, we are clearly suffering, as everybody else, and as I had mentioned previously, we are suffering particularly on those big brands, high-end, super high-end luxury, where entry price is above 170 euros. So, your question about volumes, will be articulated further in our next conference call when we will be able to give you further details on how Q1 will be performing. But I would say that in terms of volumes, we are slightly worse than what I had mentioned to you in terms of range for sales. So, it really depends on a mix effect. As I said before, we have some house brands that are doing extremely well. So I would say that that's all the indications that I can give you at this stage.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Mr. Laurent Faglio of Zedig Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Sorry, I didn't get the name. Can you repeat it? Sorry.
No, I can give it to you. Laurent Faglio, Zedig Asset Management. Coming back to the restructuring you just announced, the payment of the 7 to 10 million euro, you would expect to do it when? In the first half 2009? Or what basically will be paid in 2009 of this maximum 10 million? That's my first question.
Okay. Francesco will answer to that.
As far as the accounting of this extra cost, that will depend substantially from the agreement that we will reach with the unions. We expect that at the end of first quarter we could have a minor part of this total cost for the 2 years, and that will depend if we will use some instruments that Mr. Vedotto just mentioned, or that are cassa integrazione ordinaria or cassa integrazione straordinaria, or we use other type of treatment or relationship with employees that will be affected by this reorganization.
But the 10 million you're talking about is cash cost. So the 7 to 10 million is cash cost. That's what you will have to pay the employees, correct?
Part of this would be cash, not all of them.
What will be cash in the worst case, i.e. in the 10 million?
That will depend from the agreement that we will reach with the unions.
Okay. And just to follow on the previous...
Sorry, the number of months that we will have to pay to ask people eventually to leave will depend on how the negotiation will go. Therefore, it is very difficult at the moment to assess precisely the cash payment, the cash component of this payment.
Okay, but I understood correctly from the previous answers you gave about the running saving post 2010, i.e. 11 and onward, is around 15 million, 1.5. Or did I misunderstood your answer?
Post 2010, I said to our colleagues before that at the moment I would not like to
quantify
a precise number. I can give you a range, but again, I rather not do so because, you know, I like first doing things and then talking about it. Mm-hmm. I hate not to perform. I hate then to see pieces of research in which you say that I've said that it's going to be a certain number and not to deliver. Please be patient. Try to understand my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I rather say what I can do and, you know, to be maybe a little more clear and a little more precise. Hopefully you're not going to misunderstand my willingness to be a little conservative on this as soon as we are done with negotiation with unions. I hope you can appreciate this.
Okay, but I want to make sure, the factory in China, which you've spent the money in 2008 mostly, will have a benefit for you in 2009 and 2010. Just want to make sure we're not adding... Do we have to add to the 15 million you mentioned the potential production savings you were expecting from China, which I believe were in the order of 10 million euro per year?
No, sorry, I didn't get your question. Can you repeat it, please, because I'm not...
Yes, you did the investment in China starting in 2007, continuing in 2008, and my understanding was that it will be the plant in China will be finished in the course of 2009, i.e. this year. So when I look at 2009 second half, as well as 2010, how much money will I save because I'm producing in China instead of Italy or Slovenia, for that matter, and will it be part of the 15 million you were talking about, or will it be on top of? And if so, what is the magnitude?
No, just to be clear, and maybe there's been some misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. We are investing money in the Chinese production facility this year, and we will do an investment again in 2010. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of restructuring cost, as I said before, we are in the region of 7 to 10 million,
mm-hmm.
Possibly something in the region of 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a cumulated benefit of about 15 million,
mm-hmm.
which gives you the net of 7 million.
Yeah.
Or in case we go above the 8 million, to be conservative, 10 million, 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 2010 is when we will basically would have completed the investment in China,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we will have only benefit from that. As
okay.
said before, I cannot really specify in details what the what the run rate benefit of the SEI will be. I'm struggling with myself not to tell you the number, but I can tell you that, trust me, it will be somehow an interesting number.
But the Chinese number, this interesting number, come in 2011, or it start to come in 2010? That's really my question.
Sorry, what did you say?
The Chinese factory, i.e. the production gain you will expect to get because the Chinese factory is open and running, will you get it as early as 2010, or you may have to wait for 2011 to see benefit in your P&L?
No, we will start to get the benefit already in 2009. We will have benefit
okay.
in 2010.
Okay.
We will start from 2011 onwards
okay.
to have even higher benefit.
Okay. So it's a gradual thing. Okay. What is the risk when you talk to the unions in this very difficult time for your company to end up with a strike? And what impact obviously will it have on your volume?
Difficult to quantify. Of course, they understand the situation is not easy. They understand
mm-hmm.
that the situation is not easy for anybody else. Probably there will be some strikes, there will be some difficult conversation, but we are confident that the unions will understand that this is not avoidable,
mm-hmm.
that we are doing it for the good of the company, and we are doing it to preserve the remaining workers in the other two plants, Santa Maria di Sala and Longarone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good luck.
Thank you very much. I need it.
There's a follow-up question by Mr. Peter Farren of Bryan Garnier. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, could you give us an estimate for net income for Q1? You've given us, 10 to 15% decline in sales. Could you try and give us a range then for the bottom line, please?
No, sorry, I cannot comment on this.
Okay, thanks.
Next question is from Mr. Davide Vimercati of UniCredit. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Three brief questions. One is, could you please give us an idea of the proportion of the revenues generated by the Carrera brand on your total sales? The second is, I was wondering whether you are experiencing problems with the parallel market in this environment. Do you see any abnormal amount of Safilo products in the parallel market in any of your geographical markets? And the last question is, are you pushing very aggressively?
Oh, sorry, I can barely hear you. Can you start from the beginning again? Apologies.
Okay, sorry. Okay, the first question was, can you hear me better now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The first question was if it is possible to have an idea of the proportion of the Carrera brand sales on the total group revenues. The second is, are you experiencing any particular problems with the parallel market in this environment? And finally, I was wondering whether you are pushing aggressively on price discounts to somehow defend market share and volumes in this moment. Thank you.
Okay. Usually, we don't disclose per brand total value of the single brands. So I rather not to give you details on that one. Again, I would like to reiterate that you know, Carrera is doing extremely well. Carrera is growing double digit. So hopefully news agencies will not only report that we are probably going to be down 10 to 15% in revenues and we say something finally good about us. But again, you know, we think that Carrera is going to keep performing extremely well, and we believe that thanks to the actions that we have implemented in terms of advertising and sales throughout Europe, the success of Carrera will not only be Italy, but also all of Europe. France and Germany are already confirming. We believe that, you know, we're very, very strong and we are, again, above double-digit growth rate in Carrera. Parallel market, the second question. No, we don't experience huge issues there. There's been some situation on a small number of frames, particularly in the Greece, some in Greece and some in Spain, but nothing to write home about. So, no, the answer is we don't see a specific trend there. Price discount to save market share? No, I don't think so. As I said before, we have been noticing somehow a concentration of the buying slots towards the two main producers, the two main players in the industry. And therefore, we will defend our market share throughout quality products and service, and certainly not through discounts.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question is from Mrs. Laura Leonardelli of UBS. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions, please. The first one is related to the operating profitability for 2009. Do you think you'll be able to defend at least a mid-single-digit EBIT margin for this year, or you could turn again to net losses? My second question is, in terms of news flow, when shall we expect the points you'll ask for approval during the AGM at the end of April? I mean, is there any extraordinary board meeting you expect between today and the AGM, and when you publish the calendar for the AGM? Thank you.
Laura.
Yeah.
Sorry. The first question was if we're going to maintain EBIT or we're going to generate losses, you said?
Yeah, I was trying to understand what kind of worst case scenario we could assume in terms of EBIT margin for this year, or if you expect you know, if you don't want to talk about operating margins, if you expect net losses for the full year 09.
No, I don't, but I'd rather not comment on these aspects, to be honest, because I was trying to give you a little bit of guidance on Q1. I cannot make at the moment many comments, but to my my best estimates, I do not expect to generate losses in 2009. The second question was about general shareholder meeting and extraordinary shareholder meeting. What was the question precisely? Sorry again.
I was trying to understand if there is any news flow between today and the annual general meeting, if there is any extraordinary board meeting, or when you expect to publish the points to be approved by the annual general meeting, so the agenda for the annual general meeting, because you commented about a potential strengthening of the capital structure without commenting about the co-shareholders' comments. I was wondering if...
Yeah, I appreciate your question, and now I understand what you mean. The answer is I don't know if there will be any extraordinary board meeting in which I will have to inform board of directors of specific actions that we will want to take. I think that, no, there will not be one, but again, I'm not able to be 100% sure at the moment. In terms of the agenda for the general shareholder meeting, I think it will be published 2 weeks in advance from the date in which we will have the general shareholder meeting, which will be at the end of April. I believe either the 24th or the 27th, most probably on the 27th of April.
Okay, clear. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Next question is from Mr. Edward Crowley of BNP Paribas. Please go ahead, sir.
Everybody, just two questions. The first one, I think you've already answered it, but I didn't sure I catch it. When you say Q1 is likely to be somewhere between minus 10 to minus 15, is it at current or at constant Forex? And second question is on your covenants. I understand the next test on the covenants will be in June. That's the next time the banks will check the covenant. Am I correct, or is it at the end of December? Thank you.
First question, the answer is current. Second question, the answer is June 30th, 2009.
June, okay. And are the negotiations still ongoing? That's my understanding, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And when will we get some kind of specific update on when the negotiations end, whether positive or not the outcome?
Before June 30th.
Before June, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a follow-up question from Mr. Laurent Faglio from Zedig Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. In the first quarter with current sales on current exchange rate, it's yes, at comparable exchange rate, if I well understood, down 10 to 15%. You are losing money, or are you still in the black in the first quarter? That's my first question. Hello?
Yes, sorry. We talk about current and not actual. If we are in the black or not, I cannot make comment because, again, it's difficult for me to say that I cannot make comment, but I'm sure you understand also for everybody else. At this stage, I cannot comment and I cannot make forward-looking statement on the first quarter, while the first quarter is still going on. So please be patient, but I cannot make those type of comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
There's a follow-up question from Mr. Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi again. I don't know if you can answer to this question, but I just want to, let's say, grasp feelings from you regarding how the negotiation with the banks are going. My idea that I got of, let's say, sensitivity of Italian banks, not only specifically of your creditors, on covenants is not that they are not particularly aggressive on them. So I would like to know if you think your negotiation will more converge into making those covenants more flexible or making the cost of your debt more expensive if you breach covenants. I just want to understand which kind of negotiation range have you got with your counterpart. Thank you very much.
I think this is a very sensitive matter. What we are clearly trying to do, you know, is trying to negotiate the level of the covenants, the amortization period, the extension of the loans, and the absolute amount of it. But, you know, at this stage, while I'm still in discussion, we are still in discussion with the two banks, I cannot articulate any further, given that, you know, it is extremely sensitive, and I'd rather, once again, first do it, and second, communicate it to the market. Of course, we do have well in mind what the banks are willing to do. At the same time, we are trying to go for as much flexibility as possible, because I'm sure you do realize that, you know, these days, top line is kind of volatile, and therefore we do not want to find ourselves into a similar situation once again in the next month, or in the month going forward. So again, it is a very comprehensive discussion, which is covenant levels, absolute amount, and pricing of the loan.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Vedovotto, there are no more questions at this time.
Thank you very much to all of you, and looking forward to speaking to you soon. Again, I appreciate your attention, your patience, and your questions. Bye.